Conservatives doomed next election unless Badenoch becomes PM, Farage. By Peter Catalan, July 19, 2022. Brexit firebrand Nigel Farage has said that the Conservative Party is doomed to be ousted next election unless by some miracle Kemi Badenoch becomes Prime Minister. Kemi Badenoch becoming the next Prime Minister appears to be the Conservative Party's only hope at winning the next general election, Brexit firebrand Nigel Farage has argued. Out of the four remaining candidates left in contention for the UK's top political job, Badenoch, who has made a name for herself via denouncing critical race theory and arguing for a return to conservative principles, now has the least votes of conservative colleagues in Parliament to stay in the race, with more left-leaning or centrist globalist options of Liz Truss, Rishi Sunak and Penny Mordaunt all polling higher in Parliament. Should Badenoch be kicked from the race, the Conservative Party will be in very deep trouble. Farage has argued, with a seasoned populist saying that the rest of the pack are simply not patriotic enough to win over voters in the Red Wall battleground constituencies. The Conservative Party are in more trouble than any of them realize, Farage said in a video published on Monday, before lambasting Penny Mordaunt for her pro-trans stance, Rishi Sunak for being a great globalist who will be unable to stand up to China, and Liz Truss for having been an ardent Remainer and Liberal Democrat politician in the past, as well as allegedly being the current candidate of choice for billionaires who want a weak leader that will represent their interests. Leftist Labour leader Keir Starmer may be useless, but I have a feeling right now whatever happens over the course of the next few weeks the Conservative Party prospects for the next election are completely and utterly doomed unless something radical appears, he continued. Unless by some miracle Badenoch wins, I think for Conservative voters these are very depressing days. Having championed a move away from left-wing positions on critical race theory and the British Empire being a complete unabashed evil, Badenoch has generated a great deal of grassroots support from those on the right in Britain. Seemingly as a result of this, the candidate, who has family roots in Nigeria, has managed to do well in general polling for all Conservative Party members, with it now being expected that Badenoch would beat any rival to become Prime Minister should she make it to the final two. Badenoch also appears to be tempting back some who have left the party in the past, with one big money ex-donor saying that he would consider rejoining the party should the outsider candidate triumph over her rivals. However, it is unlikely that she will make it to this point due to the fact that the race, up until the very last vote between only two candidates that decides the next Tory leader, is decided by sitting MPs, who appear to have largely committed themselves to supporting more progressive-focused candidates seemingly more concerned with climate change than the free speech constraints of hate speech legislation. That is not to say that Badenoch is the perfect Conservative candidate, with the former Equalities Minister refusing to commit herself to pulling the UK out of its climate-crazy commitment to net zero during a leadership debate on Sunday, and saying nothing in the campaign about immigration, though she did say that she would supposedly not allow the green agenda to bankrupt the country should she end up as PM. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, @Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.